It so happened that just, I think, a week before Baba dropped the body, that is, a week before 31st of January 1969, I read in some magazine, you see, some story, a true story, of some Tibetan lama, a saint, who was revered by his followers as a master. And he had a great following, so I read a story about him. And at about 3 o'clock or so, Baba would call us, you see, at tea time there, to be with him. And he'd ask us something, whether there's some news, something new to tell, any reports or anything. Even to the last day, he would ask that, you see. So I gave him this story, you see. So I said, Baba, it so happened that there is a saint, there was a saint in Tibet, and there was a large following around him, and they took him to be their master and so forth. And he was very well revered and loved by his people. And it's now nearly over 1,000 years that the master hasn't returned. So I said, the story runs like this, that he left the room and he went away telling his people that he would return. So his bedroom is always kept tidy and the bed is prepared for his return every day. A new bed sheet is put, you see, after some 3 or 4 days, you see. They change the bed sheet, they change the pillow covers, they change everything, you see, in the room. And they keep on expecting him from day to day. And it's now 1,000 years have passed. And the whole, and generations after generations, they continue to keep the room tidy and expect him. So, he has not come, but they expect that he would come back, because he has said that he would come back. So Baba just smiled and said that, well, yes. And everything was forgotten. Days passed by again, and the next day we went, or the day, or the hour after that, so many topics take place, it was all forgotten. The day of the dropping of his body, I think it is the day before or the same morning, says he has to go. And then Baba said that, well, he'll be going. He's crucified, you see. He says that this is my crucifixion. Didn't he say that the last day? Yes. The day of my crucifixion has come, or something like that. So something, he then took a turn on his bed, you see. And then he, with his fingers, I was there by his side, says, I'll come back, he said. There was no reference to his dropping the body or anything of the sort. So I'll come back. So, and I had completely forgotten the story of the Tibetan. Then, even though these are the last moments, he jokes with me, says, not like the Tibetan man who hasn't come back for 1,000 years, but I'll come back. So that's the story about his coming back. Yeah. But he remembered that, eh? It's not like the Tibetan who hasn't returned, but I will come back.